I would take a bit of a, I will not say I disagree, because I don't disagree, but I will take a bit of a complementary view on that. And it's more, really more a compliment than a disagreement. So I would tend to answer simply your question, Stéphane, by saying that digital tool will not play any role by themselves in your question, in the balancing and in facilitating the exchange between borders. But digitalization or digital tools have this characteristic that they generate data. And I think data will play a big role in the activity you're saying. So on multiple fronts, I think it's the availability of data, and more than that, it's the availability of information. So data transform into something significant, which I call information. And Beth, you will be able to complement my data and information. But this idea that with data can come information being something more structured that enables decision. Then with that information, I think it's that information that could help the exchange by getting a better view of what's happening. So information in real time, so you have a direct view of the behavior of the network, of the electricity flow, of your transmission, and you can manage all this this transmission and these exchanges more in real time than in just forecast or hour by hour. So by getting a clearer real-time view of the capacity, you're able to operate your network and your grid at more efficient pace. The other thing it could do with that information and the data is, and you talked about, Andre, you talked about the renewable or the variable generation, but the variable generation must be matched by variable load or by the way to manage this variability in terms of load. So either we compensate the variability of the generation by some base load generation, or we compensate by having some flexibility in the load. And if you want to be able to manage either the flexibility of the load, essentially do load management, you need information, you need data if you want to do that. In addition to this better view of the real time, this better view of real time behavior of either of load and generation, in addition, then you're opening the door to the use of more advanced analytic or artificial intelligence, as Stéphane just presented in his case study. The load forecast and the load forecast and the generation forecast are key if you want to keep your network stable. And as Stéphane said, it's being challenged. The current tool we have are being challenged by what basically Stéphane explained in his presentation. But he also presented this idea that with intelligence, artificial intelligence, we're better. We have other tools to manage better forecasts or to do forecasts. So it introduced the possibility, information and data, it introduced the possibility to use more advanced analytics and artificial intelligence and other kind of tools. So that would be my compliment to Andre's response.